Welcome in, everybody, to Wednesday. I don't even know what day it is. I've been off work too long. July 23rd. Yay! I figured it out. 2025. I'm going to start off by talking about my horrific iPhone thing that I had last week. Hey, Vicky, welcome in. Nice to have you in here. And there's Mar, and Hank should be in here shortly. Anyway, I went to pick up the phone. I had just been using it a few minutes earlier, and all of a sudden, it wouldn't talk. No speech. And so I kept flicking and flicking, and what's wrong with the phone? You know, so I did the usual three-finger double tap to get the speech on. Nothing. I did the turn voiceover off, turn voiceover on. Siri wasn't even responding. Oh my God, what am I going to do? So I just kept futzing with it every once in a while, you know, and I would get sound out of it once in a while. And it's like, well, and then I would try to hold it down. Did the volume up, volume down, button to turn it off, power down. One time, I just held all three buttons at the same time, and the next thing I know, I'm talking to the 911 operator. 911, what's your emergency? I was like, oh my gosh. So I just told him, I said, I'm blind and I've got an iPhone and I'm trying to get it to work. So I'm sorry. She said, well, that's no problem as long as there's no emergency. I said, well, there is an emergency, but there's nothing you can do about it. So anyway, I just gave up on trying to get it to work. So on the house phone, I called Apple support, and after they determined that something was wrong with the phone, they made an appointment with me at the local Genius Bar here, not far from where I live, thankfully. So I went to the Genius Bar, and they looked at the phone, and they said, your phone, it's been locked out. So she said, the only thing we can do is reset your phone. And I said, well, we'll do what we have to do. I have to have it. So they reset the phone. And I said, well, I have iCloud backup because I pay, you know, monthly for it. And when she brought the phone back up, they're saying, no, you don't have a backup. I'm going, I'm supposed to. So then she's downloading all these apps and things. She said, oh, I didn't realize you had 10 pages worth of apps. You're going to have to finish. I can't download all these apps. You're going to have to finish that up, you know. I said, well, that's fine. I said, before I take the phone back, though, I want you to do a test on the screen because it hasn't been responding the way it should. She said, okay. So evidently she spotted some problems. She said, yeah, there's some sensitivity problems with your phone. We can put a new display on it. And then she said, you also need a new battery. I said, good, fine. Go ahead and do it. 2 hours. I said, no, I'm here. You know, go ahead and do what you got to do. So about an hour and a half later, she came over to me and she said, I am so sorry. She said, I went on break and I totally forgot that there was a crack on the back of your phone. Your phone is going to have to be replaced. But because I had AppleCare, it only cost me $32. She said, had you not had the insurance, it would have cost you $500. I said, oh boy, that was good money that I spent for that. So anyway, the reason the phone got shut out is because I kept trying to get it to work. And in the process, unbeknownst to me, I was typing in numbers and it thought I was wanting to put a passcode. It was asking for a passcode that I didn't know it was doing. So it locked me out. So the moral of this story is always have AppleCare and don't use a passcode. And that's my story and I'm sticking to it.
So mine, a lot of times, not every time I turn it off, I don't think, maybe, but it'll every now and then it'll ask me for my code, and I'll put it in there. But you're saying it might be better not to have that code. So how do I get rid of it?
If your phone is pretty much always with you on your person and you're not in the habit of, you know, putting it down and walking off from it, I don't recommend the code, not after what just happened to me, because you can run the risk of losing all your data. So, and even the lady at Apple that helped me set up the phone did not discourage me from not using a passcode. So she saw firsthand what it could do.
If anybody has a Habel, they can use that to put in their password if they still do have a passcode.
Problem with that, Vicky, is that I wasn't getting any verbal feedback. I mean, I didn't know that it was asking for a passcode because I had been through a lot of stuff.
I have noticed that the speech will turn itself off by itself. And I've often wondered, too, if there is something in those settings, what is that thing about something touch? You know, is there something that makes the touching the screen not as sensitive to activate anything? Or, you know, I mean, you got to hang, you pick your phone up and, you know, one of your fingers may touch the screen and you don't want to activate anything. You're just trying to pick your phone up. And so I've wondered about that myself because I have seen it where you can be sitting there reading an email or something like that and all of a sudden speech off. It's like, I didn't touch it.
Yeah, you know, that happened to me a couple of times too. And I'm going, what's going on with that? But these screen displays have sensors in them, and sometimes I think the sensors can go bad, and that's kind of worrisome for us since we depend on that. But in the normal course of using your phone, that should not happen. But at least it told you speech off, and you can do the double tap to turn it back on. But yeah, it's gonna make me be a little more careful using the iPhone going forward.
So were you able to retrieve your stuff, Cheryl, or not?
Well, they said that I didn't have anything backed up to the cloud. Well, if you're paying 99 cents a month for 50 gigabytes, you should have something in the cloud. So they said that. But you know what? After a couple of days, I got all my messages back, all my contacts came back, all my photos came back, videos. So I got something back, but all the apps, I had to re-log back into them, and that's not been fun because I either don't remember the password or it wasn't the password I thought I had. So I had to go through all that, change password, made sure I write them down, that kind of thing. I'm still not done. I mean, there's still stuff I haven't logged into.
Well, I would be very upset with them about the backup situation there. Yeah, if you're paying for it, you certainly ought to have it, and there ought to be something they can do to, well, I mean, you said you got some of your stuff back, but I don't know, it's weird.
You know, I don't know if it's because of the way that the phone became disabled. It wipes the device and locks you out of everything. So I don't know if you get a new phone and you log back into your Apple ID, it should bring everything back. And it did bring some things back, but it's teaching me that I need to make sure that I back it up more often than I probably did. So that brings me to Parker. He's saying he manually backs up his data on his phone. So I'm going to turn it over to him and let him explain to us how he does that.
Oops, I beat him to the key. I was going to say, and for those who use computers, that works better with NVDA, I also back up my phone on iTunes. Yes, I still use iTunes sometimes. And so I back it up on the cloud and I back it up on the computer. So it's double whammy when it comes to backup.
Yeah, I highly recommend backing up manually. You can set it so that it's supposed to back up when it's charging. And my experience has been sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It's not real consistent. So I always do it manually. And I wrote, what I did is I sat down and I wrote up the directions for, you know, how to do it manually. I'd like to get somebody to check proofread to make sure that they can understand it before I'll post it to the iPhone users group. But let me get where I can, I'll kind of walk you through it here and see if I can do that. Basically, okay, you go to settings, obviously. Open settings, you go to where your name is. And it says iPhone, Apple account, and all that kind of stuff. And then you go into that, and you right click, and you go down. You'll come to iCloud. When you come to iCloud, you double tap iCloud, and then you go in there and you right click some more, and you will find a point where it will give you the date of the last successful backup. And then you double tap on that. And then you go in and do some more right flicking. And you'll come to where it will say backup now. And then you double tap that. And that actually starts the backup. And then you can right flick a little bit more. And you'll find where it'll give you the percentages, how it, you know, as it's progressing. But I will put this out on the iPhone users group. But I'd like to get somebody to proofread it before I do that, just to make sure everybody can understand it.
Send it to me and I'll do it.
I'll do it too.
All right. Good deal. I hope if I send it to both of you, then you can, if you find something wrong, you can tell me.
That is very good information to have. And thank you, Parker, for sharing that with us. Another thing that we had discussed earlier today was in messaging. One of the people was having trouble with sending a message and it going off without her confirming, yes, go ahead and send it. She had auto send on. So if you're having trouble with your messages, you might want to check your settings under Siri, that she was sending messages through Siri.
I might also add, if you are not on that iPhone users group email list, down at the bottom of the runes page, there's a link, and you can subscribe to it. That's relatively low traffic. It's only, you know, it's only a few messages a month on it. It's not very many. I'd highly recommend that you get on there, and then we can send you stuff when we do this.
Most everything that does come through it is stuff that is very useful. Speaking of messages, I think we may have covered this before, but I can't remember how you get to it. Is there a way of lengthening the time before it sends? Because it drives me crazy. I'll be saying something, and I pause for just a split second, and it'll say, sending message to so-and-so. I'm like, I wasn't done yet.
I'm wondering if you have the send without confirmation on going to your Siri setting, and the very first thing you'll see is automatically send messages. Make sure that's off.
And there is a place to lengthen that out, too. Because I had that same problem. Mine would ask me to, you want to send now, right in the middle of a message. So there is a place to do it, but I couldn't tell you where it is right off the bat.
Yeah, the automatic send is nice, but that's what Judy was having a problem with earlier. It doesn't ask you, you know, because usually it'll repeat it. You know, your message to so-and-so says this. Do you want me to send it? And then you can say, no, cancel it or change it. The way you described it just now, it sounds like she just sends it. So you could turn that off, and there is a place to lengthen time that Siri listens to you or before responding or something. So it's not going to give you a whole bunch of time, but it will give you more time before, like if you pause, the pause is longer.
Yeah, and it seems like if it just goes ahead and sends it, that you may have that automatic send on by, probably by mistake.
I think those settings that you mentioned, because I found them, I believe if you go into settings and just go to Siri, you can find the link, how to lengthen it in there.
The other thing I don't like is if you do change a message now, it seems like before it used to read your entire message content back to you with the changes that you made. But now it only reads the changes that you made, and you don't know if your entire message is still there or not.
Yeah, that one I'm not sure about. And Parker, I believe the pause before you send thing, I think we did cover that here quite a while ago, and you did put it on the iOS group email or chat thing.
What is it? Mean when you're going through your texts and you want to delete them and all the options they have there, what does it mean to pin it? We may have covered that before, but I never understood what that meant.
When you pin a message, you're basically putting them at the top of the list. They're, one of the more important messages that you want to make sure that you see.
Yeah, so even though, they're usually in chronological order. So even though, say, your mother, daughter, whatever, you want them at the top. So basically you're making them your favorites. Even though they hadn't messaged you for 3 days and you've gotten messages since then, they'll be at the top even before the ones you got today.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Sure.
I have a problem sometimes when I'm listening to a message, it'll cut out and start it over again. Like something interrupted it, so it'll pause and start reading the message again. Like it hears a sound and it's trying to react. Does that make any sense? Like almost like voice activation, and it's, it hears a noise in, say, my background or whatever, and it stops and starts over.
Is that with Siri reading the message back to you?
Yeah.
I hardly ever use Siri for that, so I don't have a lot of experience with that. I usually just go into the message. Anybody have any experience with that?
Oh, I use Siri all the time. It's probably... because Siri, I think, is always in listening mode. And I think if it hears something too prominently, it gets distracted and thinks that you didn't hear it or something. I don't know.
I think there might be a setting for it. I got to find it, though. But it's irritating. Sometimes it'll start a couple of times before it'll read the whole message. But I use Siri all the time. It takes too much time to go mucking around clicking and going to messages. Well, you can just say open messages too. I'm too lazy.
I'm not sure where I normally go into the message, although I do send them mostly short ones. You know, like if I just want to say, you know, what time are you getting here or something, I'll use theory. But longer ones, I'll go in, especially if I'm following a thread or something. I want to tell what was the last thing they said before I send them a message. Shoot, I was going to say something else.
The only thing I really like going into the message app and sending a message that way for is when you do go into the app and send a text message, it does not interrupt you. You can be a lot more relaxed with it, and you don't have to worry about Siri blipping you off so much.
Okay. We wouldn't want that, would we, Mark?
I have a question. I have an iPhone 16. I just got it recently. And every time I go into an app, it tries to bounce me right out of it, and the app goes on the app switcher before I'm even done with doing what I want to do to that app, and it's very annoying. Then you got to go open the app switcher, find the program again, and it's like, is there something I can do to make it stay where it's put instead of bouncing out?
Yeah, what they recommend is the app switcher is usually right after the last page of your apps, and it'll automatically flip you into that. And I've had that experience before too, and it is annoying can get. So I press the home, you know, do your home gesture to get back to the, sometimes you may have to press it twice to get back to the home, and then you can either ask Siri to open the app to land you inside the app, or navigate to where the app is and open it that way to see if that helps.
Although, Cheryl, I think you're thinking of library. She said app switcher, because I remember you having the same conversation. We were talking about the library, though.
Well, what's happening is that, excuse me, when you're in the app trying to negotiate it and do whatever you want to do, if you just pause for a split second, the app closes, but it's still in the app switcher, but it's kicking you out. Is there a setting where it won't keep doing that, kick out of the app that you're in?
Is the app switcher shouldn't be open if you're in an app. Have you tried resetting the phone? Like, not resetting it, but rebooting the phone?
Yeah, that doesn't fix it. It's not automatically putting this into the app switcher. You know, it's the app switcher doesn't automatically open. But when you're in the app and you're trying to do whatever you want to do with this app that the app is supposed to allow you to do, it just, if you're not constantly swiping, clicking, or whatever, it goes, oh, you're through, and it just goes away.
I think there's a setting, you want to extend the double tap time so you don't lose focus as much, although that's not usually for the app closing on you. It's more for losing focus, but that might help. So when the app closes, you're basically back at the home screen, as if you had closed the app?
Yes, that's correct.
Is it one particular app, or is it all of them?
All of them.
Ooh, that's annoying.
Almost sounds like the, timeout thing where you can set you can set the timeout so it goes back to your normal window. Same as hitting the power button real quick and it'll close everything out. And I can't think what they call it right now, but it almost sounds like it does that every time. Like maybe it's set like so many seconds or something instead of minutes.
I know what you're talking about, the auto lock. But he's not saying the phone's locking, it's just going back to the home screen. The double tap timeout, since you said timeout, that's what I'm thinking of. It might be something you want to call Apple for, either accessibility or accessibility might help you. They can run a diagnostic from their end, and maybe they could find maybe it's a firmware or maybe a software issue.
You know what? I would go into settings and look at the auto lock to see what you have it on.
That's the only thing I could think of, that it might be going to auto lock real quick, like, because it's staying in the switcher. So therefore, it's been in there, so it's gonna see it. But yeah, I couldn't think of auto lock. Thank you.
So, is it actually locking the screen, or is it just taking you out of the app?
Hi, everybody.
It's just taking us out of the app. You know, it doesn't lock and it doesn't throw us into the app switcher. It's just like, okay, I'm tired of doing this now.
I wonder if. Wow. I've not run across this situation. Anybody have any ideas other than maybe go through the settings and check whatever had the time to it, see what it's set for?
Does anybody have or know what direct touch is? Is that going to change some of the apps to be more accessible?
I do not use direct touch. I would turn it off if you have it on.
Yeah, we haven't turned it on. It keeps asking. We're like, no, we don't know what more damage this is going to do to our user experience.
I want to Google that. Yeah, I know some games you want to use direct touch, but I don't play any of those games. I'm not sure what that's for either.
Well, when you talk about auto lock, I can't remember what mine is set at, but there's times when it doesn't, when I want it, to, you know, when I'm finished doing something and I want it to lock and it doesn't. I'll come back a while later and the screen is still on. I'm thinking, you're running my battery out or whatever. And so that whole function has gone crazy.
If you want to just turn it on manually, you can just hit your power button, push it once, and that'll lock it. So if you want to just do it yourself, you could always turn it off in the settings and just lock it manually each time.
Vicky, could you key up and kind of show us what it's doing so we can maybe have an idea?
I do have a question after you're done.
Sure thing, Sarah. Welcome in.
Vicky's getting her phone ready.
Okie doke. Hopefully we can help.
Hey, Siri, open Be My Eyes. Yeah, I know. Then, where's the picture? Oh, shoot. I just dropped it. Hang on, I'll be back.
That is what I do, Terry. I just manually use the power button there to lock the screen because it doesn't always do what I want. So this will be interesting. I hope Vicky can get it to happen. That's what always happens. You can't get it to happen when you want it to.
That is definitely Murphy's Law.
Yeah, I had mine set at 2 minutes to, you know, to lock, but I changed it and made it longer. 2 minutes was too irritating. Kept doing it too often when I was doing something.
Yeah, I have mindset to never. I don't ever want it to lock. I'll lock it.
Okay, I dropped it on the floor, picked it up, and was already out of that app.
Okay, let's see if you can get it to do it while we're listening to it. Maybe somebody will hear something that triggers something.
You could turn it up just a little bit. We can barely hear your phone.
Yeah, your phone is very soft. It's really difficult to hear.
And also, your speech is pretty fast to be able to discern.
Okay, now I got voice activation on, and I went in the app switcher, and it brought up Be My Eyes again. Don't want that. So you just tap twice and it's supposed to open it, right?
Oh. Be My Eyes, active. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app. Clean my eyes. Action. Swipe up with. Clean my eyes. Action. Swipe up with three fingers to close the app. Clean my eyes. Action.
Clean my eyes. Find the.
Swipe up with three fingers to close the app. Be my. Is. Tab bar. Service directory. Tab. Community. Tab. Settings. Tab. 5 of 5. Service directory selected. Be my. Get support. Tab. Take picture. Button. Take picture. Analyzing picture. Please wait. Pattern fabric and floral table. Take picture. Button.
Yeah. Okay, now I'll unlock. Control Shift A. So that's it.
Did it get out of the app? Because I didn't hear it leave the app.
Yes, now it's telling me the time and that kind of stuff.
Sounds like your phone is locking. I don't know why, but it does sound like that. Do you have a passcode on your phone?
Yes.
Okay, so that's probably not it.
So when you said it was telling you the time and stuff, you could move your finger around the screen and it was reading all your icons? Because sometimes focus will jump up to the time, but the app is still open. So if you were to touch the screen in the main part of the screen, the app might still be open. Or you're on your home screen icon.
It only has the time and the date on there, so it must be like the home screen, I guess, again. But I can go up to the app switcher and open it again. But it seems like a pain to have to do it every time you want to take a picture or every time you want to use an app. It closes, you know, seconds after you open it to use it, which that's not how it's supposed to be.
Sounds like that might be an accessibility call there.
It could be a lock screen because you can unlock the phone without the, even though you have a passcode, which I do, I always unlock it with my fingerprint. And I'm sure if you got a fingerprint, it's the same thing. As fast as it's kicking you out, check and see if low power mode isn't on. If that's on, any inactivity will make it lock quicker. Although she's touching the screen, although she wasn't touching the screen while it was analyzing the picture. So check if low power mode is on. If it is, turn it off.
The other thing, just a suggestion, when you touch the screen again, make sure you're not real close to the top, because if you are real close to the top, that will put you in the status bar. And maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah, and you just need to refocus. You just need to touch the screen. You don't need to slide your finger. Just touch it.
Yeah, in the middle somewhere. Yeah, I wonder what phone do you have? If it's a newer one, if she's swiping around, she might be going to the bottom and then going up, and that's the exact thing you do to go to home, right? When you're doing the swipe thing to go take your screen to home. And the reason I said low power mode, because that will lock your phone in inactivity within 5 seconds. That's how fast it locks your phone.
Is there any way to change that timing to make it longer before it goes out of that app?
I think she said she had a 16.
Go into settings under battery and see if it's set to low power mode. If it's set to low power mode, turn that off.
I think you can also ask Siri to turn off low power mode, and if it is already off, it'll say that it's off. I think I've done that before.
I use Siri to do that all the time. Turn it on, turn it off, because my battery's low, and especially when I head out or something, I always turn it on because then my phone will last longer while I'm out somewhere. So I need a new battery or a new phone or both.
Well, I didn't know Siri would do that, but that's a good idea. Vicki, you can try that to see if that makes a difference. We don't know that that's the problem, but hey, it's worth a try.
Anything's worth a try, right?
Don't forget Sarah's question.
Thank you, moderator. Sarah, you are on the floor.
Well, I just downloaded that Arrow app. How do you get that attached to your Ray-Ban Meta glasses? Larry tried to do it, I think, I'm just wondering if how do you do it the easy way?
I don't know. I think you have to go through WhatsApp to, like, if you wanted to use Ira on the MetaRay, you have to go through WhatsApp. I'm not sure what the procedure is, but I know there's all kinds of tutorials out there for that.
Okay, I do see that. I was just hoping I'd get some tip. That I do know. Just don't know how you add it. It might be already done. I have to try it out later to find out.
Yeah, well, report back to us and let us know how that works.
I installed Orion yesterday, so there's a thing where you can have it look around, and I had it do that, but it didn't respond, so I don't know. I have to play with it some more, but I think it might be kind of a handy thing to have.
I like it, and you can have it look for certain things, make sure that it has access to your camera. Maybe that's okay. Maybe that's what's going on.
It may not work right away either, because I thought, because I had an iPhone 8, I downloaded it, I tried it, I think it was on one of these classes, and I was like, oh, because it doesn't work for me. And I never deleted it, and then one day I said, let me try it again. I opened it up, and sure enough, it was reading couch, coffee table, this and that. So I was like, huh, I wonder why it didn't work the first time.
Well, I have a 2020 SE, so my phone is older, but not that old. Something that you said, Terry, I can't remember what it was. Anyway, I think it'll be fun.
Yeah, it should work. Like I said, with me, it was iPhone 8, which is older than your phone, and it worked. Not right away, but later it started working. And with the Ira WhatsApp MetaGlasses thing, I wonder if, especially if you have the time, meaning with Ira, if you could just call Ira and they could talk you through how to make a WhatsApp call or what to do to set it up.
Yeah, I said make sure it has access to your camera. And I've got a problem with, it's Be My Eyes. When I first opened Be My Eyes, it says it can't access camera or something to that effect. I can't remember just exactly what it says. But then I have to close it and open it back up, and it works fine. I'll show you.
Free.
Open Be My Eyes.
Be My Eyes. Unable to set up camera output.
Unable to set up camera output. But yeah, if I close it and open it up again, it works fine. I don't get it.
How are you opening it back up? Are you using Siri to open it or Be My Eyes? That's odd. I've never seen that.
Yeah, Terry, it does the same for me. Be My Eye doesn't work very good with my glasses. And Hank, that's a very good idea. I would do that.
Yeah, when I set up Orion, I allowed it to access the camera.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I usually have it access everything that it wants to. But, yeah, I just go on the app switcher and close it out, and then tell Siri to open it again, and then it works fine. I use Siri for everything. Like I say, Cheryl, I'm lazy.
What exactly does Orion do?
It's a pretty neat little app. It can locate items. You can type things to search for and pan the camera around. One lady was using it to locate her share ride car. She said, look for a white car, and just had it looking for it, and when it saw the white car, it notified her. I thought, oh, that's pretty cool. I never even thought to use it for that.
With Be My Eyes, when you go back to the app switcher, if you just open it back up instead of closing it and then opening it with Siri, does it work then, or is it still stuck on the camera output thing?
There's okay. Let me click the okay. I haven't closed it yet, so So let me click the OK and then see what happens. I'll do the app switcher.
I'm just saying that it might work, it might not. I'm just saying you might not have to close it in the app switcher, then use Siri to open it again. You might just go to app switcher, double tap on it, open it, and it'll work. But it's a chance. I've had to do that with some older apps in the past. Every time I open, like, was it Team Talk or something? It always went to the headset. And all I did was hit the home button, open up the app switcher, and open the app again, and then the volume came out the speaker. I had to do that every time.
Okay, I click the OK. Now let me see. Now it says take a picture. So let me see if it works. Now I didn't close it. It just said couldn't, you know, you heard what it said, couldn't activate the camera. I clicked OK, and now I'm going to take a picture, see what it does. No, it won't let me go into the app switcher now.
Well, that is truly odd. Vicki, I'm kind of curious. Were you able to try it out after you turned power? Was power saving on?
The power mode was already off.
Ooh, so that wouldn't be the problem. Hmm. That is curious and curious. Have you tried, you rebooted the phone, you did all that. I would call Apple Accessibility and see what they say.
The nice thing about this phone is when you do tell Siri to shut down the phone, you hear a little ding, which we've been hoping for a long time. So you know when your phone is powering down. And when it comes up, it makes a little sound too. So I'm really happy that they made those changes.
Yep, I have it on my phone too. That's actually in vision, audio and visual. I think it's in that section where you can turn that on. It is a neat, neat feature. I really like it.
I got to find that. I've been going to look for it every time we get talking about it. I keep forgetting it. I have to try that. Hank, I went into App Switcher and opened it from there, and it just didn't do anything. It didn't take picture. I had to actually close it and reopen it. And it's okay.
Very weird.
Maybe I'll remove it and reinstall it.
Normally I would say no, but yeah, it's looking like it's got issues.
I wonder if you could go into the App Store and make sure it's up to date.
Also, go into settings under Be My Eyes and make sure everything is set up the way it should be.
Yeah, it seems to work all right, you know, when it's working. You know, it once it finds a camera and everything, I've read food boxes and all kinds of stuff, so it's working great. And just I have to close it the first time and reopen it.
That is strange because you're opening it with Siri, doesn't work. You go, you hard close it in the app switcher, then you reopen it with Siri, which is the same way you opened it the first time, and then it works. That's just strange. It's not like you open it two different ways or I don't know.
Now I'm going to open it with Siri. Open Be My Eyes.
Be my starting camera. Take picture. Button.
See? What happened?
3:47 p.m. Two notifications.
When did it close?
Group. 12 minutes ago.
That was weird.
Be my eyes. Take picture. Button.
Oh, there we go. Huh. Oh, shoot. I hit the... No wonder. Never mind. I did. I hit the power button. You know what it did.
Yeah, you hit the power button instead of the volume up button to take a picture. Now, I have an idea. When you close out Be My Eyes, close it out with the app switcher and then open it again and see what happens.
Well, folks, I'm going to go back to my editing, see if I can get that done. So, everybody take care. I learned a lot, as I always do. And we'll see y'all later.
Happy editing, Mark.
Have a great day, Mar. But that's the way he does it. He opens it with Siri, doesn't work, goes to the app switcher, closes it, and then opens it with Siri again, and it works. So.
Yeah, but the second time he just opened it with Siri. But when after he takes the picture, at that point, close it with the app switcher and then try to reopen it. That's what I was trying to get him to do.
Yeah, that's what I do. Here I go again. I'm going to open it.
Oh, voice activation active.
Open, be my eyes.
Beam up starting camera, take picture, button.
And now I'm going to take a picture.
Analyzing picture. Please wait.
Now it's doing okay.
Home office set up near a window. There is a black desk with a computer keyboard, two round speakers or microphones, and a small black device on top.
Okay.
The desk is positioned in front of the window with white blinds and sheer curtains with a leaf pattern. Some cords are... App switcher. Close, be my eyes. Closing app store.
All right, now I'm going to open it back up again. Oh, open, be my eyes.
You smell something good. Starting camera, take picture, button.
See, it's working okay now. But if it's when it's been closed a long period of time, and then I open it, that's when it has the camera problem.
That is odd, isn't it? It's almost like it has to, it's not completely loading when the first time you load it. And it takes, that's odd. I would check the settings.
That is odd. And if you have it, I know it's a go-to thing to say for all techies, but if you don't do it on a regular, I don't know if it does that all the time, but yeah, rebooting the phone sometimes will help fix things. Some people try to fix it without ever rebooting, but most of us in here know to reboot the phone. You have issues, just like a computer, reboot. Sometimes it fixes everything.
Well, the way I've been using it, I just go on the switcher, shut it, and turn it back on and use it. So I don't muck around with it. I just accepted it and but maybe I will play around with it, see if I can figure it out.
And as we've talked here in the past, the fastest way to restart your phone is tell Siri to restart my phone. She'll say, are you sure you want to restart this device? You say yes. She'll shut down and restart, so you don't even have to worry about how long you're holding the power button to have it turn on. She'll turn back on automatically.
That is such a good and convenient way to do that, because I've used it several times. One last thing before we close out. VDScan now has image description. So I use VDScan all the time to read mail, and it does an excellent job. So I have not tried the image description part of that app yet, but I am anxious to see how it works. So I'll report back in 2 weeks and let y'all know. And Vicki, I would love for you to come back and share with us how, if you called Apple and how things are going with your iPhone.
Certainly will. See you next week.
2 weeks.
Okay.
Yep, every 2 weeks. So I'm going to go ahead and close it out. Thank you very much for everybody's participation. Lots of great information and lots of chipping in and helping out. I love that. Thanks, everybody, for coming and participating. We'll see you in 2 weeks.